Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We got a fantastic show today with some of our favorite co-hosts to come on, Kyle and Elizabeth, and we're going to be talking about productivity today. But productivity, looking at systems, not just goals and trying to be more disciplined and focused, but coming up with a new way to function. And it's going to lead to a bigger notion of how we think about productivity in our lives. We're going to also follow up with shows in the future regarding productivity and what's the philosophy behind being productive and getting stuff done in our lives, because that's really what it ultimately comes down to, is what do we really want to create for our lives out of the vision of who we are and what we want out of our lives. Anyways, you're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry on KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. And we're really so glad you're with us today. We broadcast in Fairfield 6:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and 12:30 on Thursdays. Listen in if you're here. If not, archive. Go to the archives at KRUU FM, where a bunch of them are archived. You could also go to our YouTube channel. Just look up, go to YouTube and dial in Ardent Counseling Center, and you'll see a bunch of them there. And you could also go to the Ardent Center website, just Ardent, A-R-D-E-N-T, Center, C-N-T-E-R website. And on there, there's a media tab with videos, audios, iTunes, podcasts, and like four different formats you can listen to these. Anyways, so glad you're with us today. You could always email us right here about show ideas, thoughts. Come on down and sit with us. Scott at ArdentCenter.com. So today, Kyle and Elizabeth are with me from New York, and what we're going to talk about is this notion of systems, not just goals, in productivity. And again, productivity is about what we really want to create from our lives. The way to think about productivity, if you're wanting to write it out and get, what do I want to create out of my life? Because time's short and we're only here for a little bit. What do we want to create? So what we do is we start with this bigger vision of who we are. And it's a vision and it equals who we are, who we are creating ourselves to be. Then we create goals, which is more specific, which is, why are we doing what we're doing? And then out of that comes our game plan, right? What are we going to actually do? And then how are we going to do it, right? What's the action steps? And in those action steps, we try and make it concrete, like when and where and how, and, you know, make it concrete, because it's never going to happen unless it's concrete. So that's the overarching thought. And I know we've said this before and we'll say it again, those little steps. All right. So, Kyle and Elizabeth, introduce yourselves and tell us what we're talking about from your perspective.
Hey, so this is Kyle, and I was telling Scott that my friend told me this new thing that he's doing with his wife to create more connection with themselves and to achieve more. But by achieve more, I mean create experiences that makes them feel fulfilled and makes them feel connected. And so we have a lot of these experiences that we create that don't make us feel so fulfilled and are self-defeating and get in the way of experiences that we could be having that are fulfilling. And so maybe that could be Netflix for 3-4 hours. And so you're at the end of the day, and so you do Netflix for 3, 4, 5, 6, 20 hours, who knows. And now it's 2 a.m., and you wake up for work the next day. But you're kind of tired, and so by the end of the day, you could have the energy to exercise or to go for a nice walk or to enjoy time with your friends or family, but you're so tired you just want to just relax. And so you watch Netflix 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours, and then you wake up the next day and you're so tired and you got to go to work and you do this, and then the weekend comes and you're so tired by the end of the weekend that you can't really do much but watch Netflix.
So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you're in this loop, and the more you exhaust yourself, the more you need things to keep you from not being exhausted, and you sort of end up in the same cycle. So you then start living off Netflix or video games or whatever it is, or whatever addiction, soft addiction, whatever, hard addiction, as opposed to sitting there doing what you need to do. You know, if I'm tired, deal with it directly. I'm going to exercise and meditate and eat healthy and get some sleep so that I'm not so exhausted, so that I could set a positive addiction instead of a negative addiction, so that my life actually moves somewhere. Is that how you're trying to say it, Kyle?
Yeah, exactly. It can be really any addiction that is preventing you from creating what you want to be creating. So if you do a visualization where you visualize who you are and what you actually want to be creating with your life, and then you write down some visual goals, some big picture goals that you want, and then you create very practical, how am I going to get those goals? And then you write down how you're spending your time, and then you can realize how these things that are kind of fun and kind of stimulating and kind of interesting and kind of nice are actually taking away from the bigger picture, taking away from what you actually want to be creating, and by far taking away from who you are. And that can make you feel sort of lost, you know. I feel particularly vulnerable in that because I'm waiting for school to start, essentially. I've applied to graduate school, and now I'm waiting for graduate school to start. And so I'm working on my biology, I'm taking care of myself, I'm exercising, I'm eating, I'm working on my behaviors, I'm trying to be sweet, kind, gentle with myself and with others. I'm trying not to do things that overstimulate me too much. I'm trying to work on my cognition, my thoughts, my experiences, and also my sort of spiritual aspects. I like to meditate, and meditation actually helps relax you and can release stress. So meditation actually hits the biology and the behavior and the cognition and the spiritual aspect. I like to go in nature. And so it really comes back to you can get lost in all of this, and I'm in a relationship, and what this comes down to is productivity. And so my friend in Fairfield was doing this cool thing where he meets with his wife every week, and they go over their goals. Actually, they meet at the beginning of every year, and then they meet at the beginning of every month, and they meet at the beginning of every week, and they meet at the beginning of every day for like 5-10 minutes. And they go over their goals, and it's a time to connect and smile, look into each other's eyes, hold hands, talk about things, maybe sometimes even ignore each other, who knows. But they're going over their goals and what they want to create, and are they creating what they want to create, and are there any self-defeating habits or loops that they're getting stuck in that are self-defeating to what they want to create?
So it's... in a sense, productivity is also really about connection. It's really about this deeper connection that we're creating for ourselves. So ultimately, productivity is not about a goal. It's about a process. It's not about what we create, but it's about the cycle of creation. Is that how you'd say it?
Yeah.
So this is Elizabeth. So say hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
So Elizabeth, is this how you'd see it, or do you see it in a different way?
No, I absolutely do. I've often had, I tend to have a hard time with systems that look at goals and achievements as sort of what it's all about. I see those more as actually a means to an end. You have goals in your life so that you can be living in a way that feels meaningful, rather than having goals in your life so that you can achieve goals.
So say that again, because that it sounds really confusing, because when we talk about productivity and goals, most people's eyes glaze over and they're like, oh my God, do I really, you know, because I think about how much maybe I'm not achieving and how much I want to be achieving, as opposed to accepting that there's a process to this and taking control over our lives, and essentially through that notion of connection. And it, maybe it's through a connection of others, like what you guys got going on, or maybe it's a connection just to check in 5 minutes at, you know, the beginning of a day and the end of a day with myself. I mean, the same exercise could be done with yourself, couldn't it?
Right. Were you asking me to repeat what I had?
Yeah. So rephrase like how Kyle's talking about this and what the bigger goal is. Or the vision here, even more than a goal.
Yeah. So I think that it's the goals that you create, the specific goals that you create, are really just tools in the process of creating a larger vision for your life. And that larger vision, to me, is more general than what we would normally think of as goals. It's not like, I want to pursue this career, or I want to be successful in this relationship. It's larger than that. It's I want to be this kind of person. I want to create these kinds of connections in my life. I want to relate to myself and others in this kind of way. So in that sense, the goals are, every goal you set is a tool that helps you pursue that much larger vision. And what I was getting at was a little bit different than that. I agree with that, but for me personally, I feel that my life is more meaningful when I'm on a path in pursuit of something. When I have, physically, I have a checklist of things that I want to accomplish in a given day, or month, or week, or year. And to me, that gives a certain amount of direction to my life. And I feel that I'm on track in a certain way. That may be a very personal thing. That may have to do with the way my mind works specifically. But for me, there's a lot of meaning in that, regardless of what the specific things are. Like today, the things on our list were doing laundry and cooking lunch. And those relate to bigger things. Those relate to the ways that we want to take care of ourselves, our household, our possessions, in a very responsible way. But my goal for another day might have to do with the kinds of friendships that I want to make. So from day to day, it's the consistent thing isn't the specific tasks. It's the it's having tasks and working in a systematic way to pursue those.
But it's also, I keep coming back to this larger notion. It's not about the goals themselves. It's about the notion of connection to those goals and connection to each other, to not be alone in those goals. And so we're a team, and how we're creating that. And even if it's yourself, you're still a team member with yourself. How do you, again, it's not about what you do. It's about who you are. You know, that larger vision getting fulfilled. I'm somebody who takes care of myself. I'm somebody who's wanting something more out of my life. And yes, this might be a mundane task, but it's connected to me. So if I'm more connected to myself and the task is, let's say, eating or creating a good lunch, then maybe that connection means that when I'm eating, I'm actually with my food and I'm not eating with the TV on and being distracted, but I'm actually with my partner and creating something more fulfilling. Or I'm with myself and allowing myself to really feel what I'm feeling and taste what I'm tasting and smell what I'm smelling and actually be with what I'm eating, so that I digest healthier and I feel better about myself or whatever it is.
Yeah. In a way, I think this is something that might sound sort of surprising to some people, but when I think about productivity, I actually think about self-compassion and compassion for others as the most important part of that. I think of productivity as a, again, as not an end in itself, but as a means of achieving greater levels of compassion towards yourself and the people you're close to. So, for example, what you're talking about, sort of giving yourself an opportunity to connect to your loved one, to connect to yourself, to connect to the food that you're eating, without distracting yourself, that would be an example of that kind of self-compassion and compassion for others, which I think is very hard to find in this world. And, you know, often when people set goals for themselves, they use shame to motivate themselves.
Good point.
But, you know, that it's all about, like, here are all the things that I'm doing wrong, and I have to change them so that I'm not, you know, disgusting or a bad person or, you know, you name it, whatever it is that people feel ashamed about.
By the way, you're listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry and with Kyle and Elizabeth talking today about not just productivity, but what's really behind producing, creating, manifesting what we want in this life. And Elizabeth is making a wonderful point of what really motivates us. And we're going to get to this notion a little bit more about systems in a second, but what really motivates us for change or to create something. And I love how you talk about the way you're using productivity, not as a shaming activity. I need to restrict my diet because I'm not good enough, as opposed to a compassionate activity. I'm going to be with my food instead of looking at it as a lacking, but it's not the chocolate cake I want, you know. And so even thinking about it a productive way, I'm thinking about a lacking as opposed to a compassionate way of I'm really enjoying these carrots and how it feels to feel the crunch in my mouth and the taste and the smell of these carrots instead of distracting myself and trying to endure it, you know, or something silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that pretty much sums up what I was trying to say.
So lovely. So let's talk about this notion of what does it mean to create a system like you talked about before. So a system is we're going to check in with each other, or if you're by yourself, with yourself once a year to come up with my goals. But it's really, again, start with your vision, then goals, then game plan, then how to do it, your action step, and make it concrete with when, where, how, all that kind of stuff. But it's really about starting with that vision for the year. And then every month, renew. Where am I at with my vision? Who am I, right? And then every week, and then every day. You know, and it's not like hours. It's not like you're not making it counterproductive to be productive, right? It's 5 minutes. And it's an opportunity to not just... So the system is, how am I checking in with myself or my partner on a consistent basis to create this larger vision? And so it's not really, the goal is a means to an end. It's to this larger notion of what I want to create in my life. Okay? So what I'm going to ask everybody is to start being concrete and specific, because we're talking a lot of general vagaries here. So a system might be, a simple system might be like we're talking about eating. Or it could be, you know, I go to the dentist, he tells me I need to be flossing. And I always forget to floss because the soap, because the floss isn't, you know, is on the table around the other side. And so maybe I need to put the floss right next to my toothbrush so that I remember it. and I put it in front of the toothbrush so I remember, oh, floss first, then brush, you know, or whatever it is, right? But I'm creating a system to create a new way of doing things. And it could, we could talk about with food, we could talk about with other. Give me some other examples you guys might think of about creating a system to work for you. What do you think?
So, Scott, for system, a system is a word that family therapists like to throw around.
Yes.
It really needs to be, it needs to be defined, I think, a little bit more first. Can you really get into what a system is first?
Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, I mean, I think that's true. Sometimes I talk and I use jargon, and so I apologize for that. I'm so used to that. So for me, a system means, or I will talk about things systemically, is that I look at the world as being interactive, that we don't, things aren't just black and white, yes or no, all or nothing thinking. You know, one of our constant themes here. What we think about a system is things are circular. So if Kyle does something, it affects Elizabeth. And as Elizabeth does something, then it reaffects Kyle. And so they've got this system going on. And they can make it into either a positive feedback loop to each other or a negative one. And so if Kyle smiles at Elizabeth, it makes her happier. And as she's happier and smiles back at Kyle and, you know, reaffirms his presence with her, then it reaffirms who Kyle is, and so then he could take the next step of maybe giving her a hug or maybe moving on with his life with a smile in his pocket, you know? A system is getting that we're not alone, that we affect the world around us and the world affects us. So it's really cold out here in the middle of Iowa in the middle of winter, and that can affect me in a negative way, and I could feel like I want to be isolated and alone, and we're going to talk more about SAD, seasonal affective disorder, again later. But, you know, we could get trapped in that experience, or we could sit there and say, you know, yes, it's cold, but you know what? I'm going to put on some long johns and an extra shirt, and I'm going to go where there's little pine trees where it's still some green out there, and I'm going to enjoy myself and get out, and okay, so it's cold. So I wrap up in an extra layer, and I still don't get trapped in my head of saying it's cold. I create a system and my own positive feedback loop with myself. How is that?
That sounds great. And so we're really talking about a feedback loop with the purpose of connecting to ourselves, but also our environment and the people around us.
Yes.
And this could be, say, a system in a business where, let's say, your system is to have meetings every week, or the system could be when you receive an email from Bob, who knows, Sam Jones, what's one of those common words, you're not to answer it. That could be a system. It's like, anything can really be a system, but it needs to have a purpose of connecting. And so the system that Elizabeth and I have been using is that at the beginning of every year, we just started doing this. At the beginning of the year, we wrote down a huge list of all the things that we want to create this year, a big vision of who we are and what we want to create. And we did this on a Sunday because it was an easy day to do. And then every month, we're checking in to our goals for the year and how we're creating those and how we're not creating those or how and why we're not creating those. We always get back to the why, like, why did we not do something? So, like,
without the negative, like, you're bad, you're wrong.
Yeah. It's like for instance, we check in every morning, and so we set our goals, and then in the evening we see if we did those goals. And that's really a time to connect, look into each other's eyes, hold hands, blah, 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 or ignore each other, whatever we feel like doing. and so it's like if I think there was, what was a goal that I didn't do, but there was a sort of a practical reason.
There have been a few times that there's been some applying stuff that you had put down as a goal, but then during the day you realized that there were more things you needed to do before you could apply, and so you started focusing on those instead of that initial goal. So that goal had to change. Is that a good example?
Yeah, and it's not so set in stone. Like, it's not like, oh, I didn't do this goal, so I beat myself. But it's more like, okay, I didn't do this goal. Why did I not do this goal? Oh, I watched Netflix for 12 hours. Okay, you're not allowed to watch Netflix for a week. It's like, oh, okay. One of the goals is to eat healthier. Oh, I ate, you know, burritos all day. Okay. Okay. We don't need to feel bad, but we really need to take this, you know, into perspective.
Well, and I think that's a good point. And I know we only have a 3 minutes here or so left, but, you know, a good point is, one of the things that we talk about is getting rid of our psychological four horsemen, you know, the horsemen of the apocalypse, for the psychological horsemen of our own apocalypse. You know, no shame, no guilt, no remorse, no judgment. If you do something bad or somebody does something bad, feeling guilty or ashamed or judgmental of it doesn't help change the other person or change you. It only keeps you trapped in that. And so instead, what we do is we go, okay, that was a negative experience or a negative thing. What can I create from this to make it more productive, more powerful, more positive? Create a new system so things do work regardless of how awful or terrible or even dramatically painful it is. So I'm going to use, again, whatever happens, whatever I experience, negative or positive, in a way to change my own system, so that I have more control over my life.
Yes.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, what do you want to say to, you know, finish up on your points here?
Okay. I'd like to finish up with a perspective that I've gotten from studying special education a little bit. You know, people have very specific preferences, learning preferences for the way that they lead their life. And one thing that I've learned, you know, when you're teaching kids or people who have special needs, you think a lot about that. You think, like, what's the modality that works for this person? We don't think about that enough for the population that does not have identifiable special needs. So, for example, I respond really, really well to writing things down on a piece of paper. That is a very, very specific preference that works for me. I know other people who do better with computers and other people who do better organizing things in different ways. For me, when I organize information in a very concrete way, it gives me a sense of empowerment and allows me to feel that I'm already on track to pursuing the things I want to pursue.
So there's a couple quick things just to finish up here. So make it concrete, whatever you're doing, otherwise it'll never get done. But also be, again, that word of compassion to yourself, to figure out what is your way, whatever, without judgment. Again, whatever is your way. And so let's say you hate writing things down. You're not a writer. You're not one to post notes. Maybe you give yourself voice memos. Maybe you do it in a different way. It doesn't matter. Find what works, what system you want to create for yourself. So, Kyle, any final words from you? Just 2 seconds here.
Have a great day, everyone, and think about what you want to create for yourself now, today, and get out there, exercise, do something new that you've never done before, eat something new that you've never eaten before, say words incorrectly and don't feel bad about it, just learn, move on.
And grow from it all. Thank you, guys. Mental Health Matters, Scott Terry, Dr. Scott Terry. Have a great day, everyone, and be productive today, right now. Bye.
Bye.